Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You gave us a really fascinating stack of sources this week, articles, keynotes, all from CES 2026. And the theme, one thing that really jumps out is that technology is, it's done just sitting in our pockets.
Exactly. And what's so interesting here is that we're not just talking about, incremental upgrades, a faster chip or a better screen. This is a fundamental shift.
It really is.
Technology is now deliberately integrating itself into our biology, our food, and, well, even into our unconscious minds. It's moving from being a tool we use to an observer that's just embedded in our lives.
So our mission today is to unpack the seven most disruptive technologies from the stack, the ones that really showed the shift.
Yeah, the ones that are getting really, really integrated.
So integrated. One source actually called one of them the doctor of the bathroom.
And that's where we're starting.
Exactly. We're starting there. And then we're moving straight into, believe it or not, hacking consciousness. So let's get into this increasingly bio-intrusive future.
And we start in probably the last place you'd expect, the bathroom, with the Kohler NuMi 3.0 smart toilet.
Okay, I have to start here. The price, $10,000 for a toilet.
I know.
And sure, it does all the luxury smart toilet stuff, heated seat, the works. But my first thought is, you can buy a car for that. It has to be doing something, something monumental to justify that cost.
Oh, it absolutely is. Because if you look at the bigger picture here, this is basically preventative medicine disguised as a bathroom appliance.
Okay.
The real technology, the monumental part, is what Kohler calls spectroscopy sensors. This is a medical grade system built right into the bowl.
Spectroscopy. So it's using light to analyze what's in there.
That's it, exactly. It uses light patterns to analyze the chemical makeup of, whatever's exiting your body. In real time.
So it's turning your toilet into a mini automated lab every single day. What kind of data are we talking about?
It's giving you an instant analysis of your hydration levels, specific vitamin deficiencies. But here's the big one. It's looking for subtle biochemical signatures for early markers of serious conditions. We're talking kidney disease, diabetes, even systemic infections, long before you'd ever feel the symptoms. And then it compiles all of this into a daily health report on your phone.
That is genuinely disruptive.
Uh-huh.
But it brings up the big question, right? The one the sources kept raising. If this data is flowing every single day, who owns it? Is that convenience worth creating a constant stream of your most sensitive medical data?
Well, that's where the whole regulatory conversation kicks off. Right now, the data lives on your phone. But you can imagine a future where this becomes more common.
Oh, yeah.
And then the battle over who gets to see that data really begins. Think about life insurance companies offering you a better rate, but only if they get access to your weekly toilet readouts.
A completely new front in the data privacy war.
Yeah.
And just for flavor, it does still have the surround sound and the RGB lighting that syncs to Spotify.
Of course it does. It's analyzing your biology while playing your favorite music. It's the perfect hybrid.
Okay, so from analyzing physical waste, we're now moving to analyzing the human mind. The stakes get a lot higher here, and honestly, a lot weirder.
They really do.
Let's talk about the prophetic Halo headband. This is way beyond just tracking your sleep. This is about, hacking your consciousness. Our stack called this the most intriguing and maybe the most frightening gadget at the show.
I'd agree with that. So this is a non-invasive headband you wear at night. It uses a technology called focused ultrasound, or TFUS.
Focused ultrasound.
Think of it like a very, very precise, low-intensity energy pulse, and it targets one specific area, the prefrontal cortex, and it does it only during REM sleep.
So it's not just monitoring you while you sleep. It's actively intervening, manipulating your sleep state.
Precisely. The whole goal is to induce lucid dreaming on demand. That's that state where you know you're dreaming and, more importantly, you can control what happens in the dream.
Which sounds like something out of a movie. The sources mentioned some pretty compelling use cases for this, right?
Oh, yeah. The argument is that this is the ultimate form of, productive rest. You could practice a new language in your sleep or run through lines of code or even rehearse a speech, all while your body is getting its rest.
It turns sleep into this parallel track for training.
Exactly. Low stakes, highly efficient training.
But hold on. You're beaming energy pulses into someone's brain to manipulate their subconscious. Did the sources mention the ethical pushback on this? This isn't passive monitoring. It's targeted manipulation.
That is the absolute core of the debate. The immediate questions are all about psychological safety, long-term effects. But the conversation around the Halo got even stranger with the beta feature they teased.
Which was?
The device records the brainwave patterns during these lucid dreams, and then it tries to visualize them for you when you wake up.
Wait, so you don't just remember that you dreamed you were flying.
Yeah.
You can watch a video of it that was compiled from your own brain data.
That's the idea. It's taking data collection deep, deep into your unconscious mind. If that visualization feature actually works, that's a whole new frontier. We're moving from external surveillance to, like, harvesting the content of your dreams. It's pure Black Mirror.
From harvesting dreams to harvesting dinner, let's pivot from the mind to the kitchen. We're going straight into food science with the Samsung FoodFab 3D food printer. This is the Star Trek replicator becoming a real thing.
It is, and it's positioned as this high-end kitchen device, but the implications for sustainability and, you know, the whole food system are just massive. The process itself seems simple at first. You load these cartridges.
Now, cruise of what?
Protein paste, flavor compounds, vitamins, that kind of thing.
Okay, but we've seen food printers before. You press a button and you get this unappetizing paste.
Yeah.
How is this different?
It's completely different because of two things: precision and cooking. The machine prints the meal layer by layer with micron-level accuracy. It can create texture, marbling, real complexity. But the breakthrough is that it's cooking the food with surgical-grade lasers as it prints.
Surgical lasers are cooking my dinner. That's a sentence I didn't expect to say today. But can it really replicate complex food? Like, really?
The sources claim it can. You could select something complex like a spaghetti bolognese with all the layers, or even a Wagyu steak replica with the marbling. It builds it and cooks it at the same time, perfectly.
Okay, that's impressive. But let's talk about the bigger picture. Samsung is really pushing this as an environmental solution.
They are. The long-term vision is the key here. Samsung is saying that by 2030, this tech could basically eliminate a huge chunk of food waste.
Wow.
By using sustainable protein sources. We're talking about things like algae or even insect protein. You create these perfectly measured meals on demand, so there's no waste.
But wait a second. Are people really going to eat an insect protein steak that was cooked by a laser? I mean, the sources must have talked about the consumer acceptance problem here.
Oh, absolutely. That's the biggest hurdle. It's psychological. But the argument is that as environmental pressures get worse, the efficiency of this model, no spoilage, perfect nutrition, is going to start to outweigh our squeamishness about where the protein comes from.
From printing food to, I guess, printing reality itself. Let's talk about how we see the world. We're moving on to the potential death of screens, which is being brought on by the Sony AR Smart Lens. Augmented reality contact lenses that actually work.
This is just an incredible feat of engineering. Think about it. A tiny computer that sits on your eye and needs power.
Right. How do you power it? Tiny battery.
Even better. The lens is powered by harvesting ambient radio waves from the air around you and potentially the kinetic energy from you just blinking your eye.
You're powering a computer with a blink. That's a whole new level.
Yeah.
So what does this invisible computer actually do?
It has a tiny, invisible micro-LED display that projects information right onto your retina. So you're seeing things like notifications, GPS arrows on the street in front of you, and this is the game-changer real-time translation subtitles.
Real-time subtitles. So I could be talking to someone in Japanese, and I'd see English subtitles just floating next to their face.
Exactly. Without pulling out your phone, without breaking eye contact, it just changes global communication overnight.
But the privacy implications are huge. If the device is totally invisible, how do you know if it's on?
You don't.
Right. Is that person blinking because their eye is dry? Or are they taking a picture of me? Are they recording our conversation? The whole idea of transparent interaction is just gone.
It's a massive concern. But the sources also say this could be the one gadget that finally kills the smartphone. Why would you need a phone in your pocket when all that information is just part of your vision?
A truly staggering thought. Okay, let's step away from the virtual and get back to extreme physical reality, a vehicle that completely redefines transportation, the Hyundai Elevate X.
Or, as everyone is calling it, the Metal Crab. It's so interesting because while everyone else at CES was focused on batteries and range, Hyundai was asking, what should a car even look like?
And their answer was, a car with legs. The core innovation is that the wheels are mounted on these multi-jointed robotic legs.
Exactly. It's a car that can walk.
But how does that work on a normal road?
It has a dual mode. On the highway, the legs fold up tight, and it just drives like a normal, powerful SUV. But when the terrain gets impossible, a collapsed bridge, a flooded street, the car just stands up.
And when it's in that standing mode, what can it do?
The specs are incredible. It can step over obstacles 5 feet high. It can climb a flight of stairs. It can even walk sideways to get through tight spaces, which is where the metal crab nickname comes from.
Obviously, the main use case they're pitching is for first responders, you know, getting into earthquake zones. But, you know, the consumer desire to just activate crab mode and walk over a traffic jam is going to be massive.
It's huge, and that's what will drive the research. But the sources did bring up a good point. Doesn't this just add a crazy amount of complexity and cost? I mean, compared to just sending a drone over the rubble.
That's the counter-argument. The reports admit it's complex and will be a luxury item for a long time, but they focus on its ability to carry a human payload, a paramedic, a doctor, into a place a drone just can't. It's about maneuverability with people inside.
A very compelling niche.
Okay, finally, let's wrap this up with something for all the animal lovers out there.
Yeah.
The Pet Voice AI Smart Collar.
And this is so much more advanced than those simple bark translation apps we've seen. This AI is sophisticated. It's been trained on millions of hours of animal sounds, but cross-referenced with their body language and health data.
So it's not just listening to the sound of a bark or a meow.
No, it's a genuine synthesis. It's analyzing the vocal cord vibration. It's reading the animal's heart rate from sensors on the collar, and it's measuring posture with gyroscopes. It takes all that data together.
And it comes to what, an emotional conclusion?
A precise emotional or physiological conclusion. So instead of you just thinking, ah, my cat is meowing a lot, the app gives you a real insight.
Can you give us some examples from the sources?
Yeah, the notifications are things you could never guess. Like, your cat is expressing high-level annoyance at the new brand of dry food. Or something more serious, like, your dog is experiencing acute separation anxiety, heart rate is up 30%. It can even spot early pain markers.
Wow. That completely changes the relationship you have with a pet. You're moving past just guessing what they need and into, well, a real documented understanding.
It closes the communication gap. It really does. It turns pet ownership into a genuine two-way, data-driven conversation.
That was an incredible tour of the future. Yeah. We went from smart toilets tracking your health and headbands recording your dreams to walking cars, laser-printed food, and AI that translates your cat's mood.
And it all proves that one observation from the sources, technology isn't just an external tool anymore. It is actively moving into our sleep, our food, and our biology. It's embedding itself into the fabric of our lives.
So what does this mean for right now? Which of these things are we actually going to see soon and which are still, you know, basically science fiction?
Well, the sources were pretty clear on the adoption rates. Things that have an immediate and obvious benefit, like the pet translators and the high-end smart toilets, they're already finding a market. They solve a clear problem.
Right.
But the more complex technologies, like the food printers and especially the dream recorders, they're probably still a few years away from mass adoption. The cost, the infrastructure, and just the social acceptance, those are still big hurdles.
And as we close out, I think the most important takeaway is this tension that runs through all seven of these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tension between convenience and data.
Exactly. This new wave of tech forces us to ask some really profound questions about where our personal boundaries are. If a device can visualize your dreams or track your health from your waist without you thinking about it, where do you draw the line? Where does that incredible convenience become a fundamental intrusion? It's something you really need to think about, especially as these digital observers start showing up in every corner of your home.